If you appreciate the outdoors the way we do, sit back and listen for the next half hour as we go exploring together. We'll join nationally and locally known outdoorsmen who will pass on the knowledge and skills which will help you enjoy your recreational interest more. At the same time, we'll see how you can use your favorite pastime to glorify our Creator, Lord, and Savior. Now here's the host of God's Great Outdoors, Jerry Calouette.
Okay, Jerry Calouette, God's Great Outdoors. We're here at the Rushing Wind Retreat Center up in Ontario, Canada, about an hour and 15-minute drive north of International Falls. You hop on float planes, an exciting adventure. In fact, the fact that you have to fly into this retreat center can be folks get apprehensive if they have a fear of flying. And our next guest, who's first time on God's Great Outdoors, Trevor Rubel from Hooked for Life. That was one of those things. Always wanted to go to Canada, but gosh, it's a flying. I'm a little scared. Trevor, you're a big guy, tall. It's hard to believe that anything would make you frightened. So welcome to God's Great Outdoors.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, the flight up was relatively easy. I expected a little bit more of a rough ride, so fine. I actually did better than I thought I would.
The flight service that works with Arnie and Dee Wolf at Rushing Wind Retreat Center, exceptional pilots, I would say excellent equipment. They've been doing it a lot of years. Of course, if you ask them how long you've been flying, they always like to say, well, this is only my second trip, but that's not true. Trevor, let's find out a little bit about the reason that we had you here as to be one of the speakers, but at the same time, that's because you have a passion for fishing. Let's just learn a little bit about the retreat. We're in the middle of our men's retreats, the Fishers of Men retreats. What you were hoping to accomplish with being able to share with all these men.
Fishing is a passion, and I think it's a God-given passion. God has reached me personally the most through the sport. I've come to realize through fishing that God has a greater purpose for my life than just catching fish. And fishing has a greater purpose for my life than just catching fish. So I was excited to have the opportunity to come up and speak and to meet fellow Christians who have a passion for the outdoors. Hopefully the opportunity to let God speak through my life and how he's worked in my life through fishing, that it might encourage others who have a passion for not only fishing, but maybe a passion for hunting or any outdoor sport, that they might see that passion was given to them for a greater purpose.
Well, we praise God for the fact that you came and made yourself available to share. In the sharing that we saw with just about every one of the speakers was the theme that our Father God in heaven is the father to the fatherless. And even though there were a number of us who may have had a dad, there was physical abuse, emotional abuse, in some cases maybe even sexual abuse. But at the same time, there were those that didn't have a dad, or their dads left at an early age. Even Dave that shared this morning, one of our board members, Dave Kendall, his dad died in World War II. And then after his mom remarried, a few short years later, his stepfather left as well. It seems to be a repetitive theme, and I know Arnie and I are going to be praying about what is God saying here. Maybe there is even an additional direction that we need to go when it comes to future events. We'll be doing more Fishers of Men, but future events that will take place here at Rushing Wind Retreat Center.
Yeah, you know, one of the gracious things about God is that he comes down and reaches us where we are. Like I said before, you know, fishing has, originally fishing, I think, was an escape for me. It was a way that I could get out and get away from the pain of not having a father, or at least having a father that seemingly didn't care or didn't want to be a part of our lives. And it was on the water that God revealed to me that he's really the only father that we need. He is there to, as someone said on the retreat, to be the father of the fatherless. And, you know, while my father wasn't there, I forgive him for those things. It's taken all my adult, you know, all my life up until now to really understand that if God is to forgive me, then I need to have the same grace and forgiveness for my father. So I think the retreat has been, it's been an incredible thing of how God has brought all these people together that seem to share a story about either a father that was absent or a father that may have been abusive. So I think it's been powerful to be here and to see how God has worked in all of our lives to that similar theme. When I was, you know, 5 years old, I can remember my dad left our family and it was very painful. I have two other brothers, and really, for most of my childhood and early adulthood, it had a huge impact on me. You know, just that not understanding that, you know, why didn't this man who who is my father, love me. But it, as a child, you have those, maybe those misunderstandings, or you don't realize the powerful impact it has as a child. Really, throughout most of my life, I struggle with, you know, is God the same way as my earthly father? Is he going to forgive me? Is he going to leave me? Is he going to be there when I need him? Thankfully, God's grace and his forgiveness has covered me, and he's helped me realize that really he is the only father any of us need. Whether we have a father who's a tremendous spiritual leader, or whether we grew up without a father, God is there to be the father of all.
We just thank God that you came to a point where you realized that, and that is a struggle for so many men today with so many broken homes. It's a real issue, and we'll certainly be praying how God is going to direct us and lead us in the future to be ministering to men who have, let's say, been wounded boys. All that fishing you do, I had you out in the water. You brought Jerry with a J along with you, and Jerry wound up catching a walleye. That's going to smell so good at home when you're cooking it up, because he gave that fish to you. And folks, that's reminding me that my wife Cindy is standing by to share today's recipe. Do send in the recipes that you're preparing, how you cook that fish, or whether or not it's some game that you've harvested for the field, and who you're spending time in the outdoors with. And you'll get copies of Steve Chapman's devotional. We'll be back after my wife Cindy shares this.
My husband, Jerry Calouet, lived most of his youth in the state of Maryland. Summer meant trips to the Chesapeake Bay in pursuit of blue crab. Jerry says, "I fished for blue crab in the Gulf of Mexico where we used trot lines, but in the Chesapeake Bay, we waded the grass flats with a scoop net or used crab pots lowered off bridges and piers. With a bushel basket or two full of crabs, the trip home had mouths watering. To cook Chesapeake blue crabs Louisiana style, you'll first need to fill a large wash tub with clean tap water and add 2 pounds of table salt. The live crabs are placed in the salt water while awaiting to be cooked. Make sure you discard any dead crabs. Boil water in a large kettle or two, depending on the number of crabs. Commercial bay season can be added to the boiling water, or you can make your own. Throw in thyme, sweet basil, marjoram, cloves, allspice, mace, red pepper pods, black pepper, and a lot of salt to taste. When handling crabs, use long tongs as they pinch hard. Place crabs into boiling water until kettle is full. Return to a boil and cool for 10 to 12 minutes. Crabs will turn bright red while they are cooking. Remove kettle from heat and drain. Spread several layers of newspaper on the table to be used for dining. Place the crabs in the center of table to cool and begin eating while still warm. The meat is in the claws and body cavities and is removed by cracking open. To crack open, use a nutcracker or table knife handle. Serve plain with butter or cocktail sauce. A great meal eaten with lots of fine friends and family. God's Word says in Genesis 9:3, "Everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything."
We're back. Jerry Calouet, God's Great Outdoors. We're here in Ontario, Canada at their Rushing Wind Retreat Center. We're with Trevor Rubel from Hooked for a Life. It's something to where a guy who had a dad abandon him at a young age wants to reach out to the young kids and those adults out there that are listening right now, be able to minister to those youngsters, see their lives change for eternity. Why don't you talk a little bit about how Hooked for Life came into being?
I'm a teacher by trade. I actually went to school to be a teacher. In essence, how Hooked for Life got started was back in 1995. I started at an elementary school teaching fourth grade, and there was a small pond about a quarter of a mile from the school. I'd always, as I said, had a passion for fishing. That's where I met Jerry Stone King, who has helped tremendously with Hooked for Life. And I said, "Hey, you know, what do you think about starting a fishing club at the school?" You know, a lot of the boys and girls in the school came from some broken homes. So we started a fishing club. And to be honest, when we started the fishing club, we thought maybe 10 or 15 kids would be interested in going fishing after school. And I think we had 50 or 60 who said, "Yeah, I want to go fishing." So we had an opportunity through the school and through the fishing club to actually take some boys and girls fishing and just to be with them and help them with any issues that they had and teach them about the importance of living a life of character and faith. And it was through that fishing club really that God reached down and gave us some direction as to that there was something bigger to this fishing than than just a fishing club and a school. An article was written about the fishing club, and it was titled Hooked for Life. And we felt like that was a message from God, that this is really where He wanted things to go. At the same time, I was working for the Virginia Department of Game and Fisheries, helping them write fishing curriculum. And they actually offered me a job to go and teach fishing across the state of Virginia. Now, the most guys who are passionate about fishing and teaching, that seems to be a dream job. But as I was sitting in the interview, the Spirit filled me and told me, you're not to take this job. I have something better for you to do. And so with that, the Lord began to place a vision on my heart that we were to put together some materials that folks could use to actually blend fishing and faith together. So as you teach different fishing skills, you can also teach biblical truths. And hopefully people would, the Spirit would use those to bring people to Christ. And so I began writing the lessons for the curriculum. I thought it would take me 6 months. I was on fire to do God's will and said, God, I'll have this done in 6 months. But that wasn't to be.
Well, I've got to interrupt you there, Trevor, because we're going to take another break. But we're going to find out just really how long it did take you right after this.
Since July 6, 1996, God's Great Outdoors Radio and Ministry has been on the air to help listeners win others to the Creator God, Jesus Christ. The program is made possible because of the financial help of our listeners, and for this help, we are truly blessed. Additional underwriting support is by Matthews Archery and the new V3 compound bow, plus Mission Archery with a revolutionary technology and design that provides a maximum crossbow experience. Also, Three Rivers Archery, supplying what one needs to make their own bows and arrows, and Hunter Safety System, saving lives is what we do. Also, Phil Havens Technology, LLC, a website designer and maintenance service provider.
Now's the time to begin casting out to the unsafe fishermen all around us. The Christian Anglers Association has a free devotional booklet for fishermen to help you answer God's higher calling to be fishers of men in the sea of humanity. For your free devotional booklet and membership information, write to The Christian Anglers Association, P.O. Box 142, Silver Lake, Minnesota 55381, or catch their website at www.rockdove.com/CAA.
Are you passionate about the sport of fishing? Does your fishing have a greater purpose than just catching fish? Hello, my name is Trevor Rubel. I am the executive director of Hook for Life Ministries. Hook for Life is a ministry devoted to sharing Jesus Christ with children and families through the sport of fishing. Hook for Life is helping Christian anglers use their passion for fishing to start their own church-based fishing ministry. To learn how to start a fishing ministry in your church, drop us a line at hookedforlife.org or call 540-819-0266.
Well, we're back. Jerry Calhoun, God's Great Outdoors, here at Rushing Wind Retreat Center up in Ontario, Canada, for the Fishers and Men Retreat. We've also got the Couples Retreats, and certainly you might consider prayerfully coming to one of these events and who it is that you're going to bring. Those that do join you can make a life-changing decision for Jesus Christ. So go to the website and look at the photos that are there about the Fishers and Men Retreats under events. So this is going to happen every year until maybe Christ returns, because we want to have an impact for eternity. Trevor, we stopped you. You thought it was just going to take a few short months, and I've learned with outdoor ministry, nothing takes a few short months. Some of the tracks that we're putting out take 3 and 4 years before we can finally get around to getting those pros to do what needs to be done and getting the material organized and so on and so forth. God has His timetable. Ours is different than His. We're kind of, I think we're fast food acclimated, and that's sad. But why don't you talk about the struggles, and there were spiritual attacks as well.
Just like you said, God's timing is definitely not ours, and I learned that, and that's one of the things that He taught me through the entire process. I was on fire, and I felt that, you know, God had revealed one of His purposes for my life, and how exciting for Him to use fishing to do that. You know, I immediately thought, Lord, I can do this, and I can do it in 6 months. About 4.5 years later, I had finished the lessons. The curriculum that we provide folks to use fishing and faith, or put fishing and faith together to use in their church, has about 14 lesson plans in it. And essentially, the lessons are laid out so that you can take a fishing skill and tie it in with a biblical truth and teach boys and girls and even families different biblical truths through fishing. So it took 4.5 years to write that, and then we began piloting, and now we're actually working with churches and encouraging Christians who love fishing to put those two together for ministry in their home churches. So that's kind of the process that went through to actually developing the lessons in the curriculum, and then we were able, God opened the doors for us to create Hook for Life as a ministry and receive our 501c3 so that we were able to do some of the work that he had placed on our hearts to do, do some fundraising and so forth that is so needed in ministry. Now we're not only doing community programs in our area of Virginia, but we're also helping churches across the country start their own fishing ministries.
Well, Trevor, I believe that God is really going to use this. I believe that there are going to be many that are going to have life-changing experiences, the angels in heaven rejoicing the enemy came against you.
Well, the enemy was constantly working on me during the whole process. But there's two lessons in the curriculum. One of them is called the tempter. And the tempter takes artificial lures and parallels lures with Satan and his tactics that he uses against us. And then the follow-up lesson to that is called tackling the opponent. And the fishing skill is just putting a rig together, hooks, sinkers, and so forth, basic information you would need to fish. But it also goes into God's glorious plan of defeating Satan. And during those two lessons took almost a year to write. The others, some of them flowed better than others. But those two lessons, I'm convinced because they were about Satan, his attack was much worse than the others. But thankfully, God's grace brought us through and we were able to complete those lessons. It was a spiritual struggle because of Satan's tactics of distraction and just making it very difficult for me to be focused on what the Lord wanted those lessons to communicate to folks.
Trevor, we've got churches, pastors, lay folks listening right now, and they're excited about what they're hearing. Want to know more, explore a little bit. Why don't you present an appeal to them to what can take place and how to get a hold of you?
Well, you know, there's, like Jerry said before, there's about 60 million people across the U.S. that fish, and that's a huge area that we can reach. If they're interested in starting a fishing ministry in their church, they can contact us by going to hookforlife.org. We'll walk them through the process of starting a Hook for Life fishing ministry in their church. It's pretty easy to do. We provide them with the curriculum materials and other support to help them get a ministry up and started, and we believe that's God's plan. They can contact us by reaching us by phone. It's 540-819-0266. And again, that number is 540-819-0266.
Very exciting, Trevor. It was great to finally meet you. We talked a number of times on the phone. Appreciate your sharing. Looking forward to seeing how we can work together in the future to see in the cases of the kids coming to Christ, but I'd like to think that the adults will be coming to Christ as well. Thanks so much, Trevor, for being here and also sharing with all the listeners on God's Great Outdoors.
Thank you, Jerry. We appreciate it, and God bless your ministry.
Well, certainly hope you've enjoyed the interview with Trevor Rubel from Hooked for Life. By far the best laid out program that I've ever seen when it comes to each week in teaching the kids and the families on how to fish. And then at the same time, the correlation between the Word of God. You really want to check out Hooked for Life and prayerfully consider joining us for the Rushing Wind Retreat Center fishing events, either the men's retreats or the couples retreats, and you can contact Arnie and D. Wolf and find out more calling 715-683-2530. Again, that's area code 715-683-2530. Do go to our website, ggoutdoors.org. Click on to events. You can see what the food, the lodging, the cabins, the fishing, the scenery, the whole five-day events. And friends, these are priced a third of what you'd normally pay for these kind of fly-in fishing events. You even can experience the flight in and out on those float planes. So go to the website and check it out under events and begin to pray about who it is that you're going to bring that will wind up making a decision for Jesus Christ and having the angels in heaven rejoice because they've come into the kingdom, all for the reason that they wanted to just fish in Canada and experience the float plane adventure. Pray about it, won't you? All right, don't go off. We've got more to come.
Here's a My Biggest Hunting Blunder from God's Great Outdoors. For many years, before he became the executive editor of Buckmaster magazine, Russell Thornberry made his living as an outfitter and guide in the Canadian province of Alberta. Here's just one of his moose hunter mishaps. In late September of 1974, Russell was walking a client through a black spruce muskeg and began calling for a bull moose. After 20 minutes, he decided to move to a new location when he heard what sounded like the beating of large wings approaching through the still, silent air. Yet looking up, Russell did not see a bird in the sky. The sound grew louder, and then in the timber ahead, movement caught his eye. "Before I could even comment," remembers Russ, "a pack of wolves were standing in a semicircle around us. The sound had been the panting of the running wolves. It all happened so quickly that it seemed almost imaginary." The wolves, realizing that the hunters were not moose but humans, simply faded away into the woods. Well, 2 days later, with only 30 minutes of shooting light left, Russ and his hunter had climbed on top of a pile of dead trees to hide from the view of any approaching moose. Russell called to any bull moose who might be nearby. It was getting dark when they both heard a branch snap behind them. Bull moose will sometimes tiptoe in so quietly, the hunter got ready. Waiting and straining to listen, the two heard nothing when out of thin air, a huge black bear suddenly reared up on its hind legs. Only 6 feet away, the hunter screamed in horror and fired a shot in the air. The bear vanished, and the hunter danced a jig of uncontrollable nervous tension while half crying and half laughing. The bull moose that finally did get called in for this hunter sneaked in like a mouse. The hunter, who was sitting against a stump 100 yards away from Russell, didn't even see the bull directly behind him, only 15 feet away. With both of them looking his way, Russ could do nothing but sit still. Eventually, the moose stepped on a piece of dead wood that cracked under his hoof, and it sounded like an explosion. The poor hunter came up off the ground as if fired from a cannon, turned and fired a wild shot which missed the bull completely, but whirled him in a circle of confusion. Then they stood 10 feet away, eyeballing each other. After an eternity, the hunter shot. Russ says both the moose and the hunter dropped in unison, the moose dead and the hunter fainted. Well, he finally got himself together, and he could only describe the termination of his hunt as pure relief. Russell, too, once was on a hunt that ended in pure relief, the hunt for eternal salvation through Jesus Christ. You also can find this ultimate peace for a free booklet on the subject by Charles Alsheimer entitled The Ultimate Hunt. Contact us here at God's Great Outdoors by mail, phone, or email, and you'll also receive The Greatest Hunt of All by Dwight Shue and Hunting for a Father by Russell Thornberry.
Did you enjoy that story? Do you know that you can get that story and 63 others in the book Hunting Blunders and the One That Got Away? Something that you can use yourself as a devotional, or you can get copies to give to those that God has placed on your heart that you know need to have a personal relationship with the Creator in the creation they love to enjoy. You can order copies through our web store at ggoutdoors.org. Or you can call us toll-free at 1-877-TALK-GGO. This book can make a difference in someone's life. Why don't you contact us and get a copy today?
Should man hunt? What does the Bible say? From time to time, we get contacts asking if it is okay for people to fish, hunt, or even eat meat. So we've taken scripture verses that deal with this topic and put them on a handy little bookmark to place in your Bible. For a free copy, contact us right away. This tool will help to share scriptures with those sportsmen needing to know their Creator God. Call 1-877-TALK-GGO.
Why don't you prayerfully consider joining us at one of the Fishers of Men retreats in Ontario, Canada? These are an hour drive above International Falls, Minnesota. You park your cars, hop onto float planes, and fly into Rushing Wind Retreat Center. A very comfortable setting, gourmet meals, hot showers, guest speakers, an opportunity for you to get out onto the water, enjoying fishing with friends and relatives who you wind up bringing and need Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. These five-day events with everything included, and this is also the flight in and out, are priced a third of what you normally would pay for these kinds of fishing adventures. Contact Rushing Wind at area code 715-683-2530 and consider who it is that you may wind up bringing, having the time of your life, building memories, and seeing them come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, as you're using God's creation to change lives for eternity.
Do you feel moved to speak to someone right now about your relationship with the Creator of the universe? If you want to talk to someone about beginning a personal relationship with Jesus Christ anytime, call 1-888-NEED-HIM. Once again, that's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Now, there's no better way to benefit from God's great outdoors.